Yeah, we got a real pandemic going on here, bro. I'm talking one you can't put a vaccine in a motherfucker's arm for. So, my little brother, who's about 12 years old, very influenceable, would have been around the same age as I would have been circa 2011 when we were here about 2012, the Mayan calendar. And he tested me about this CERN stuff. And I did not know anything about any of this stuff until this very moment when I was tested about it. But I'll be damned if looking this stuff up then just make me depressed about really humanity as a whole. say the fifth, at least. Because we've been hit up the side of the head with these doomsday events for the majority of... Let me turn the fucking AC off. For the majority of time, essentially since the beginning of time, as far back as we can possibly tell, I mean, literally Mayan calendar, the whole prescribed events that are supposed to take place happened, you know, millions of years ago. Not literally millions, but quite a while ago. And it's funny to see that we're still, like, being easily, as a whole, not as a whole race, because some people aren't stupid, but as a unit, still believing this stuff ad nauseum, you know? I mean, 2012 was 10 years ago. Like, you'd think that... And we've had multiple doomsday events between those 2 years. But you think over the course of 10 years or so, we kind of, you know, get our head on our ass, so to speak, and realize that the doomsday event that will happen won't be a single fucking doomsday event. Now, there is a chance that one day a nigga might do Xi Jinping or Putin wrong and... Then we will get our doomsday event all in one day, because if those motherfuckers start feeling really cramped in their style, it is GG in the chat for all of us. But up until then, I mean, I think it's safe to say that, you know, I really wish we could kind of rally the troops around actual things that are actually hurting us, like, I don't know, you know, fucking, you know, sea level rising more and more and just washing out fucking entire towns, you know, that... You know, that shit right there, you know, the people say doesn't exist. Some of the same illiterate motherfuckers that believe in the CERN shit. Let's get back to the CERN shit. I'll get back on my soapbox later, but I'm going to read what's actually happening, as I understand, the plain text version of what's happening from home.web.cern.ch, and then I'll read the conspiracy bullshit, because I feel like it's too many people that put the bullshit first and then put the actual conclusion or the actual... reality of what's happening, and by that time dumb motherfuckers already gotten their conclusion written up. Tony Roden. LHC Ron 3. Physics at record energy starts tomorrow. The Large Hadron Collider is ready to once again start delivering collisions to experiments. This time at an unprecedented energy of 13.6 TeV, marking the start of the accelerator's third run of data taken for physics. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I hate physics. I have heard of the LHC before. I don't exactly remember what it does. I know it smashes protons, but that's literally like the most bare minimum. A large period of data taking begins on Tuesday, 5 July. This is from France, I believe. For the experience at the world's most powerful particle accelerator, the LHC, after more than 3 years of upgrade and maintenance work. For some reason, I guess people 3 years ago or at any point while the Large Hadron has operated has not come to the conclusion that this is going to ruin the world. But now we're here. Beams have already been circulating in CERN's accelerator complex since April with the LHC machine, and this is going to be tough. And its injectors being recommissioned to operate with new higher intensity beams and increased energy. Now the LHC operators are ready to announce stable beams. The condition allowing the experiment to switch on all their subsystems and begin taking the data that will be used for physics analysis. The LHC will run around the clock for close to 4 years at a record energy of 13.6 trillion electron volts, providing greater precision and discovery potential than ever before. We will be focusing the proton beams at the interaction points to less than 10 micron beam size to increase the collision rate, compared to run one in which the Higgs was discovered with 12 inverse femtobarns. Now in run three, we'll be delivering 280 inverse femtobarns. Holy shit. Significant increase, of course. The four big LHC experiments have performed major upgrades to their data readout selection systems with new detector systems and computing infrastructure. The changes will allow them to collect significantly larger data samples with data of higher quality. I know I'm losing you guys here, but it's important to, like, know what the fuck you're talking about. The Atlas and CMS detectors expect to record more collisions during run 3 than in two previous runs combined. The LHCb experiment underwent a complete revamp and looks to increase its data taking rate by a factor of 10, while Alice is aiming at a staggering 50-fold increase in number of recorded collisions. With the increased data samples and higher collision energy, Run 3 will further expand an already very diverse LHC physics program. Scientists at the experiments will probe the nature of the Higgs boson with unprecedented precision and new channels. They may observe previously inaccessible processes and will be able to improve the measurement precision of numerous known processes addressing fundamental questions such as the origin of the matter-antimatter asymmetry in the universe. Scientists will study the properties of matter on extreme temperature density and will also be searching for candidates for dark matter and for other new phenomena, either through direct searches or indirectly through precise measurements of properties known particles. So, you know, a brief summary of this, essentially colliding particles allows them to kind of really get a feel for how, basically it's the way that you derive data for populations using only a sample. Essentially what they're trying to do is kind of glean the structure of larger scale phenomena such as the galaxy, the solar system, universe, blah, blah, blah. Other shit you don't give a fuck about because you came here to hear me rant. And they're using their super fast, they're basically replicating or trying to replicate the collision of phenomena of particles on a small scale to replicate kind of how things collide and create in a larger macro scale, as I understand. I'm not claiming to be an expert on any of this shit, but that's what I understand it to be, a lot less interesting than these demon phenomena. And here's where I pivot from this, because I didn't come in to try to give you guys fucking Bill Nye. My brother actually texted me back, is it going to happen, bro? And I was telling him for, you know, multiple messages, like, read. Literally that, just read. I'm going to tell him this again. This is exactly what I said verbatim. I asked you to read and learn, not reading and trying to have some of those future information how you get caught up. This dude was Twitter, so I know you're not supposed to be trying to. I'm a very serious person about this stuff because it pisses me off. I would say probably my top three pet peeves is misinformation, because at this point in time, it should be damn near impossible with the level of intellectual dishonesty that's outwardly available for you to read as reference. The ability to read. I'm trying to remember what that word is. Literacy. The literacy rates in the developed countries, quote unquote, first world countries, again, quote unquote, is so fucking high. People can read more than they've ever been able to read before at any point before, and it just goes up every fucking waking day. And it blows my fucking mind that people still, like you would have it 2,000 years ago, just depend on a few sources of motherfuckers to tell them what it is. And this is not, I know people are going to use the same rationale, some of the same dumb motherfuckers believe in this CERN demon shit. People are going to take that same rationale and apply it to vaccinations, medicine, you know, as far as it correlates to, I don't know, making you impotent or giving you autism, whatever. I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to experts or you shouldn't listen to people, but listen to the right people. Now, maybe I can see why that brings in some level of opinionation about what the right people are. But no matter what people want to think about school, going through multiple years of education on a topic gives you some level of credence in what you're talking about. Now, you can choose to throw that shit out the window and say absolute fucking nonsense about a topic. I've talked to multiple medical professionals that gave absolute massive misinformation about COVID and the vaccine. I'm not saying it makes you infallible. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that generally, if you have a community that acts in one way on something, and this community is almost entirely comprised of experts, or at least people that are well-read and taught in this field, these motherfuckers will know significantly more about any given topic that is within their umbrella than some normal motherfucker on the internet. I've seen people literally just put in fucking pictures of what appears to just be, I guess ways? People just put nonsensical-ass graphs that look like they mean something, and then put their caption on that shit, and then these idiots on the internet will believe that shit to be absolute verbatim. Here's a tweet. I swear to God, this is an actual tweet. And this is a person who, their bio is Creations from the Soul, Art, Shop, and Music. You gotta tell a little bit of a fucking goober. They also have a diamond in their username on Twitter, so they might be a crystals person, which makes them a complete psychopath. Thinking about CERN and recent predictive programming, Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, Stranger Things Volume 1, Volume 2 drops 7/1, all about opening a portal to another dimension. Stranger Things also existed back when the previous LHC experiment went on. No demons opened up back then. Doctor Strange also was, I believe, around. I mean, it's been around during a period of time where we've had particle colliding, because we've had that for the past, I don't know, fucking like half century, I believe, at the very least. But whatever. Shit has existed before this month, of course. All about opening a portal to another dimension and fighting off beings that come through it, and CERN turns on 7/5. You're getting everybody ready with a TV screen. Here's one of the replies that she put down. Portals are available to us at any time, any place. While agents of darkness may be creating portals of their own making, so can we. We can create portals of love and healing through our energy, creations, conversations, and more. Let me tell you some shit right now, motherfucker. Even if this was some demon bullshit, that large Hadron Collider is putting out a lot more goddamn power than anything you're putting out there. I can tell you that shit right now. You're not even appearing that motherfucker. You can take your love and healing and go to fucking hell with that shit. That's not doing anything. Anyway, then she put some out-of-context quotes, because people love fucking out-of-context quotes. Quantum computation will be the first, and this literally has ellipses to even higher signify that this is being taken completely out of context. Quantum computation, .. will be the first technology that allows useful tasks to be performed in collaboration between parallel universes. Very broad swath of a statement, but whatever. CERN is home to the world's largest particle collider and birthplace of the internet. I don't know if that's true, but I have not looked it up myself, so I can't say if it is or isn't. Many conspiracy theorists claim CERN is trying to open a portal to another dimension. However, it isn't too far-fetched to believe the scientists who work there have even said this themselves. Out of this door may come something, or we might send something through it. The most broad statement, again, of all fucking time. Sergio Bertolucci, Director for Research and Scientific Computing at CERN. I'm not even going to fact check to see if that dude is there or not. I'm just saying that statement right there, as far as you can leech on as a fucking conspiracy theorist, and most broad shit you may ever read in the entirety of the internet. And then I see a TikTok that, this one really gets people. If you just like show kind of a brief breakdown or a display of something, this is showing, I guess, energy traveling through a tunnel. I'm trying to mute this fucking cunt twice. Good grief. This is showing energy travel through, I believe it's a particle, traveling through what's supposed to be a mock-up of the Hadron Collider. If you show shit people like that, like, that makes it look like you're actually explaining what's happening, and you give your own, like, take on what's happening, that shit gets people every time. I think this one is in jest, but I want to read it to you. But fucking good grief. I'm not saying I'm great at reciting what I'm reading. All right, I can read, but sometimes the restating what I'm reading is the tough part. Elon Musk has been totally silent for 8 days. His last post is a 7-Eleven meme. 7-Eleven is July 11th. This is exactly 1,717 days after the infamous Q's first post on October 28, 2017. Freemasonry was founded in 1717. CERN reaches record-breaking energy levels on the 5th of July. I think this guy's trolling, but it's funny that, like, the trolling didn't even connect to, like, the first part of that shit to, like, the current part of that shit. And here's another tweet, which people refuse to read shit. I've been trying to read up on CERN particles and dark matter. Her verse, I guess, with reading this is posting a TikTok of CERN, so some fucking gerbil-looking dude. On TikTok, that's living in his mom's house. But the theory is that every time we turn this on, we jump timelines, maybe to cause a Mandela effect. I believe the Mandela effect is when you've it's like the Berenstein Bear shit. Berenstein versus Berenstein. False memories can sometimes be shared with multiple people. This phenomenon was dubbed the Mandela Effect by paranormal researcher Fiona Broom, who reported having vivid and detailed memories of news coverage of South African anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s. There you go. It is interesting to see, like, the Berenstein one, I think, is the best one, because that's, like, maybe the most widespread Mandela effect in modern society. Because I don't even know what it actually is at this point. I'm actually confused. I would swear to God that I thought it was Berenstein with the E. But it wasn't. So I'm just going to take that at, you know. I guess there's some people that feel like actually, like, giving some, you know, some semblance of some education. Someone who actually tried to give a good description of what's happening. The LHC, observing interactions of high energy subatomic particles in a controlled environment. Not taking place in the atmosphere, creating an alternate dimension to let evil spirits in. Guys are so gullible. Understand them. And someone replies to it. CIA agent account confirmed. And of course, it's a guy who ends with a Web 3.0 username, bankroll Delphi or DeFi.eth. Of course. And then one guy, Gene Bramlett. I wish you could expose some of these fucking idiots on this platform sometimes. Nobody's hurt anybody by simply speaking their minds just like you are allowed to. I feel people are entitled to question our authority. Sometimes, I guess, basic facts of life. To blindly accept with ESCPT. To blindly accept things is dull and feels like a zombie. Dull, D-U-L-L, spelled D-A-U-L, and feels like a zombie. These people are fucking dangerous to have these people around. These are people who actively question known facts and have, I think, been a large part of why things have been so fucked for the last 2 or 3 years. You can't even do basic health campaigns because these fucking morons claim that changing science equates to moving goalposts. And it's because these fucking morons take basic scientific law and say that shit can be questioned. So, of course, they question new scientific breakthroughs such as the mRNA vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. These people are unfathomable, but the problem is that they're so numerous, and they're growing, honestly, by the year since 2020, that just fucking idiots, dude. I mean, know that, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna end that because I don't have much to say. This is some stupid fucking people on the internet. I don't know if that's new. This is some dumb motherfuckers on the internet. To say the very least, there's some dumb motherfuckers on the internet. I'm not calling my brother dumb. I'm not calling anybody specifically dumb. And I mentioned in this little diatribe I put on, because it's basically what this was. But I just really impress on the people to just read. It's not that fucking hard to read, dude. Motherfuckers have entire generations being controlled by the Vatican, their local village leader, just anybody within their general area that could fucking read. You know, I mean, Christianity really populated as a large part because of certain leaders could read, and they would just basically preach to their clerics, you know, their pulpits, that this is how this shit works. And motherfuckers just kept that shit going, you know. I'm not just saying Christianity, this is all religions. I'm not totally against religion. I believe, you know, I'm a abider by Christianity. I just, you know, I mean, just I gotta call out things that happen. Things happen. You gotta call it out. I mean, that stuff happened. Happened with slavery. I mean, people would say they're, you know, people would use religion to blind slaves. That shit happened. This shit happens. I mean, it's, you're going to get a cap about it? You're going to accept that shit happened? I mean, I don't know what to say. And unfortunately, people are still blind today, even though they have more education than they ever could fucking ask for it to have. Unfortunately, you're in a really weird spot right now. Just disappointed, you know? This has been very disappointing to read about. I mean, we shouldn't be this fucking stupid. Let me just say that shit. Anyway, I'll see you fellas around. I hope you had a good 4th of July. I did nothing. Motherfucker, I was in the crib the entire damn day. I had nothing to do, motherfucker. Sometimes you got nothing to do. Sometimes you got shit else to do. Yeah, that happens too. Just gotta keep pushing. Just gotta keep reading. Read fucking book. Read shit. I think, honest to God, I'm not saying that reading shit would necessarily make it to where you still don't get, you know, you're still not globalized by shit. That's not a word, but obviously, you know, I'm making it one. But damn, it would help a lot if you just want to read. It's not even about reading anything in particular. Just be willing to fucking read. It's not that you have to read anything in particular. Just be willing to read shit. That's all I'm asking.